Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about the zombie apocalypse. One of our listeners, Joe, suggested that maybe we talk about the zombie apocalypse. And now, although I may not think that zombies in the traditional sense are really a threat that we need to worry about and prepare for, and I wouldn't want to waste your guys' valuable time. We like to stay on point with things that are, going to matter. I do think that there is a real threat that we are facing that could very well be described as zombies. It's a pretty ugly world out there, and every time I turn on the news or I talk to coworkers or, I watch TV, anything, I can't help but wonder, especially when I open up Facebook, I can't help but think that there might be some zombie or at least brain dead people out there. And that is what zombies are, right? They're, the brain dead. Is that what it is? The body keeps going, but the brain has stopped functioning. I feel like that may actually be a very real problem that we're facing here in America.
Technically, what a zombie is somebody that's missing half of their shit. So you're half physical and half mental. So you could either be a ghost and be a zombie according to voodoo.
Okay.
Or you can be a zombie that is physically still alive, but your brain isn't there anymore.
Gotcha. So that sounds like something that, we might be able to relate to. And I think that might be something that might cause us to prepare and stock up. Now, I think, do you have any, how are we fighting zombies? I always hear you want to sever the spinal cord. Is that right?
That's right. You got to separate the spine from the brain. That's the only way to do it, man.
The brain is still doing limited function. It's just not able to communicate with logic and reason.
That's right.
Now, how do you differentiate zombies and Marines? Is there a...
No, that's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell them what to do, point them in the right direction, and you're good. Yeah.
That was just a Navy guy making a joke. It happens. I can't help it. I don't know. Anyway, we'll save it
for Craig. Some of my brain-dead friends are Marines. That's cool.
Yeah. All right.
So, all right. So you might want to separate the spinal cord from the brain so that the body stops to function in such an idiotic way, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, like, were you like a Walking Dead fan? Did you partake in
it? Oh, yeah, man. I got the comic books, the whole nine yards. I gave up watching it about 2 years ago, though. I can't anymore.
Yeah, because didn't they have some kind of sequel of, like, I don't know, Return of the Walking Dead or what happened after? All right.
Yeah, Fear of the Walking Dead.
All right, yeah. Fear of the Walking Dead. All right. Now, what did they, how did they kill the zombies in that?
Oh, yeah, they were, you know, shooting them in the head and all that sort of stuff, bashing them in the head with bats and hammers and all that. It seemed like it was really easy in that show to just stick a knife right through somebody's skull. And I'm questioning how easy that would be to push a knife in through a skull, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's what the Marine K bar is for, right?
That's right. That's right.
Now, it's the weapon of champions. All right.
Now, let's just be clear, though. Shooting somebody in the head is not really like a great way to kill somebody, because most of the time, the bullet, if you don't hit it like dead center, most of the time, the bullet's just going to skim across the skull and bounce off. And you'll knock somebody unconscious for sure, but you're not going to kill a zombie that way. You really got to get up close and like right dead in the center of mass of the head to really get it, you know?
All right. Now, I can confirm that my experience has shown that being brain dead is contagious. So, you know, I know they say with zombies, you know, it spreads pretty easy. Well, I have seen there are like big mass groups, like it's spreading in California. Uh-huh. And New York, it's spreading left and right, uh-huh. You know, a lot of brain dead. And it seems to, like, anywhere you get a lot of people together, basically cities, Chicago, Portland, uh-huh. Seattle.
Yeah, pick your city.
Houston, there's a lot. And they get together and it just spreads with the brain dead idiocracy, right? Uh-huh. I don't know, did you see this movie, Idiocracy?
Oh yeah, with Luke Wilson. That was a good one, man.
That's what happens when only stupid people are breeding, right?
That's right, man. That's right. All the smart people decide not to have kids because that's the smarter decision, and all the stupid people just keep fucking.
And then we're left with it, right? And then we got to sort it all out. So, yeah. All right.
The Catholics are going to be mad at us because they all have 18 kids.
Right. So let's talk about the practical applications of all this. So I guess my concerns are is we keep America is founded. We're supposed to be a representative republic. Right. And the idea is supposed to be that we're basically we vote for what we want within the confines of the Constitution. So basically there's a structure. And as long as we stick to that structure, we can vote for, you know, whatever changes and things we want to do. Well, I got to say that structure has been strongly degraded, if you will, chipped away at. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're slowly beating away at the framework that actually made America the great country that it is. And I feel like more and more, we're kind of in the name of tolerance and freedom. We're kind of going for this mob rule kind of idea. And everything seems to be very emotion driven and very, you know, hey, I'm excited about this. And so I need it and it's only fair and I want it. So just give it to me. Kind of because we've been, I got to say, the American worker is pretty kick ass. We can go out and produce a lot of great shit. And when you produce a lot of great shit, you're able to buy a lot of cool shit. And I know when, you know, I was growing up as a kid, you didn't come by like cool stuff and whatever. But now we can give our kids all kinds of cool shit. And I don't care how poor you are. There's a lot of good stuff out there and neat things if you, you know, are looking out for your kids. You can give them lots of good shit and they don't really know the want or what it's like to really, you know, earn something or, you know, desire something and have to wait to get it. You know, that kind of, we're kind of a society based on immediate gratification. And we kind of just, you know, all these kids, especially in college and that kind of thing. And they're like, well, I want it and it's right for me. And I have feelings and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I was just reading somebody was tearing down Mike Rowe and Mike Rowe, you know, from Dirty Jobs and, you know, him as the commentator on all those different cool shows and whatever, you know, I don't know, like Alaskan Crab. He's got a good podcast. He's a smart guy, right? And I don't think he's, I mean, I think he makes fun of and tries to tear down the idea of college in the same way that a gun enthusiast might fight for full auto. It's not really something that you think, but you take the extreme argument so that you end up at some good, reasonable place in the middle, you know? And by him saying, hey, you know, college is just ridiculous, you end up at this kind of happy medium where people start to look at it and think about, hey, am I really getting value here? And and that's a thing. So I know this lady wrote a big letter and she's like, you know, you're mocking schools and telling people that they're dumb and they wasted their money going to college. And, you know, you're just putting people down and you're full of hate and hurting their feelings and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he had this nice reply. And I mean, if you're into Mike Rowe, I'm sure you can check out his stuff. He puts it all over Facebook and he's everywhere. You can get the details of it. That's not not really my thing. But, you know, in giving you the details of that, I'm just kind of using him as an example. But basically, you know, he promotes the ideas that made America great. You know, using your hands, hard work, good work ethic. You know, I mean, she pointed out that his jobs that he describes end up being hard physical labor and that that's not a good thing. And that's not a good job.
That would be tragic if people did hard physical labor. That would be awful, right?
Awful. And, you know, there's a lot to doing and accomplishing and putting in effort into something. And I know, you know, it takes effort to go to school. It would take effort for me to sit through all the mindless bullshit that, you know, people put out and tolerate it to get what you want. But, you know, there's something for hard work and decency and out there doing something. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably in the Mike Rowe camp, you know, the guys who like to be able to handle their own shit. You know, that's what prepping and survival is the self-reliance and taking care of your own shit. But we're basically in a society where people are, they want to do away with the Electoral College. They want to have basically mob rule where we just vote ourselves shit. Everybody's ecstatic that, you know, our Congress, I don't really know where they're at with any of this, sorting out what different free benefits they're going to give everybody. But it's a long list that they want to just give away free shit. And they're basically buying votes. And I don't even know. I mean, just because you get free shit, I don't know if that makes you want to vote for Democrats or Republicans or whatever. But the idea is, they're buying votes and that's the direction where, you know, the mob rules or, you know, a group of people decide that they're offended and they need reparations or they're offended and we should just get rid of the police or anybody that tells them what to do, or we should just get rid of anybody who says anything that upsets my feelings. You know, if you're not accepting of my sexual choice or my whatever, then you need to be, you know, taken in, you know, and out back and shot or whatever, you know. They're all just like, tolerate
me. I'll tell
you
one thing, I'm never gonna shoot a transgender zombie.
No,
I cannot withstand the hatred that would come from that sort of thing.
That would be hatred.
You just got to get
it. I mean, that's it. With the political correctness,
you're just done.
Yeah, how are you going to even, you know, deal with this world? So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like these are the people who are manning the checkpoints. These are the people in our military. And it seems like anybody who stands up, and especially like with Trump, and, you know, I know some of you guys like Trump, and I feel like, man, I know Biden sure as hell isn't a good choice, but
right.
But you have somebody like Trump who anybody who disagrees with him and isn't just a yes man in the military, he's like, oh, you're out. And honestly, that's the way it was under Obama. You know, somebody who doesn't agree and go along, you're out. I'm going to get rid of you because you're not serving my purpose. Well, we can't have a bunch of yes men rise to the top. And I hate to say it, morale ends up taking a big hit when you have crappy leadership. When you have people who are not looking out for the employees, the crew, the military, the, you know, the sailors, the soldiers, then people who are worth a shit don't want to be there anymore. And the good people are going to get out and they're going to go do their own thing and they're going to protect their own families and they're going to do what's right for their own family. And, well, that's going to leave us with a really degraded military. I don't know if you've been to the store, but it's pretty tough dealing with the people in society today. You know, everybody's just ridiculous, and we have to function in this world. And America is in a decline with this, and I think this is something that's really going to hurt, you know, how life goes on. The idea that we can just keep printing money and handing it out to people and do whatever we want to do and not have any consequences or pay for it, then I feel like that's going to, you know, take a real negative toll.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a matter of time before right. you start shooting yourself in the foot with that shit. You know, they keep, like you said, they keep printing money, keep giving it out, and eventually that money's not worth shit anymore. But what are you going to do? Did you know that the government has a zombie plan?
Tell us about the zombie plan, Kevin.
It's the con. It's if you look it up, it's the CONOP, CONOP 8888. It's the Counter Zombie Initiative. And the idea is they're trying to figure out the best way that they can destroy the zombies without killing citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever thought about that, you know, the government has a plan for everything. Yeah, they plan for that.
We don't know what the plan is, though.
You can look it up. It's like fucking 800 pages long. I started reading it, and I just gave up, you know. But it's basically what they do is they run.
Well, that's it. They just hand out that pamphlet. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically run ops like this so that they can plan for things that they're not expecting.
Yeah, I guess you look for the flesh-eating viruses, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it, man. That's it. Rabies.
Rabies.
Now, personally, I'm a fan of the running zombie, the fast zombie.
Okay.
A lot of people like the walking zombies. You know, yeah, that would be fun. You can run right past them. Not a big deal, though. There's no threat there. You got to have the running zombies. That's the real, you know, that's where you really test your marksman skills.
Okay. Now, Walking Dead, did they have that?
No, they had that. They had the walking zombies. You know, most of the zombies were the walking zombies, White Zombie, Night of the Living Dead. The running zombies really started out with the 28 Days Later. You remember that British movie?
Yep.
Yeah. So that was really like the rise of the running zombies, and they're my favorite. World War Z, they had some good running zombies.
Right. No, not bad. I don't know. I mean, just I feel like it's the decline, you know, that is going to basically have us vote our way into crazy town. In the zombiehood. And I just think that, you know, maybe you guys need to prepare a little bit for an idiot world. And how do you get around that? You know, how do you get around the insane laws? How do you get around? How do you just mind your own business? You know, I guess more and more people are becoming off grid because they just don't want to deal with it. You know, they're like, oh, if the government doesn't know anything, then I can just hide in my house and not have to deal with them. And I want to just go out and just mail me my paycheck and, you know, more and more. So,
yeah, I love it. I love it. I think more people should be doing that shit. I wish I was a little bit more off grid than I already am. And I've been working on it for a couple of years now.
Right. No, that's, you know, we just want to keep moving in the right direction. And I just thought, you know, it's one more thing to kind of be aware of and kind of pay attention to. And that's that, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of morons. And, you know, it may not be this election that's the end of the world. It may not be the next election that's the end of the world. But damn, if every time we have an election, we don't seem to keep going in.
Yeah, it seems like we just keep going in the same direction.
In the same bad direction. Because it doesn't matter which one you vote for. It's, you know, because everyone will tell you, well, it's the lesser of two evils. Well, if it's the lesser of two evils, we're still going towards evil. You know, that's the problem that we're facing.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's it. If we're looking for the least stupid person to be in charge of the free world, you know, that's a bad situation.
Right. So I'm just saying you may want to step up your game. You may want to keep those guns loaded, your powder dry, and just pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. You know, think about, you know, what's happening and what you can do to make the right decisions. And just think about stepping up your game. So that's really all I got. It's kind of short, kind of beautiful this week, just quick and easy. But, you know, hey, with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.